Minutes before the game, Coach Charlie Barbieri shuffles across the diamond, shouting directions for warm-ups.
Help us out, fellas, help us out!
His team, the Hornets from Midwood High School, is moments away from playing its biggest rival, the Knights from James Madison. The two high schools sit on Bedford Avenue in South Brooklyn. Some of the players here have known each other since they were toddlers. They were Little League teammates, neighborhood buddies. Even the coaches, Barbieri and Vinny Caiazza, are longtime friends.
We don't like each other.
No, this is...
You don't like each other?
No,
I hate him.
Not at all.
I hate him. Put on a show right now for you.
No. Despite the laughs, the tension on the field is pretty thick, especially for Barbieri. Truth is, there's an element of myth to their rivalry, at least when it comes to baseball. Midwood's team hasn't beaten James Madison in 6 years. When I ask Barbieri if today might be a winning game, his answer is diplomatic.
No, we're going to come out and we're going to do our best. And they are very good and we're getting better. We're trying to get to their level.
James Madison is good. And its players, like freshman Chris Scolovino, aren't too humble to admit it.
They're not going to win, so it's all right. We got this game in the bag.
So don't you have a brother that's on the other team?
Yeah, he plays right field. Mike Scolovino.
I really want to beat them.
That's his older brother, Michael. And so do you think you have a chance of winning today?
Absolutely.
Let's go, Kevin. Let's go, Vox 7. Let's go, Vox 7. You're going to stand with Kevin.
But Midwood's morale fades after James Madison scores 2 runs in the first inning. Midwood's batters struck out.
Fellas.
That's Midwood coach Barbieri in the second inning.
We can't strike out 2 in a row with 1 run on second and third. It can't happen.
Here he is again in the third inning.
We need base runners. I need no strikeouts.
And again.
What, are you afraid of the bunt? Because you're going to get there and play. I have no idea where you're playing. No idea.
Midwood finally scores in the fourth and fifth inning. But it's too late. Madison is up by 4, and the game ends 6-2. Another Madison victory.
Hanson, hell of a game, fellas. That was a hell of a game.
1 game down. 1 to go in just a few days. Until then...
Talking trash until Friday comes.
Michael Scolovino is determined to beat his little brother's team.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get him back. We're going to win on Friday. Put that on the radio.
3 days later, and they're back on the field. The stakes feel higher at today's game. Fans trickle into the bleachers as players get psyched up on a freshly cut field at the Staten Island Yankees ballpark. The start of the game looks familiar. First inning, and James Madison puts a run on the board. The underdog team, Midwood, can't get anybody home. Players like second baseman Milo Scolar, though, stay positive.
We went through the first inning, played well. Hopefully all the butterflies are gone. Go just play baseball. You know.
But the next few innings go the same way. Midwood batters keep getting stranded on base. Madison is once again claiming the lead, now up 2-0. It's not until late in the sixth inning when Midwood's bats finally come alive.
We just scored our first run. Yeah, we got it back. We're coming back.
In the top of the seventh, defense isn't bad, but Madison gets a run. It's now 3-1. Coach Barbieri tries to put the pressure on his players.
Same thing. Let's put some hits together. Let's get 3 runs. Let's win the game. Let's go.
The first 3 Midwood batters load the bases with only 1 out. The players crane their necks over the dugout fence.
No, get up on the fence.
Let's go.
Number 28, Robert Feldman, makes his way up to the plate. He crouches into his stance.
No one better here.
And smacks a double over the first baseman's head. 2 runners sprint across home plate.
We're feeling good. We're excited. You know, we got to get this last run in. We got it.
It's a tied game.
Yep.
Mike Taramini steps into the batter's box, and time stands still.
It's the winning one right there. The win right there. You can smell it.
You know what?
Taramini creams the ball into center field. Number 28 races across the plate. Midwood wins in a walk-off. They did it.
That is unbelievable, fellas. I cannot tell you how proud. Look at that scoreboard. That is unbelievable. Guys, I cannot tell you how proud I am of you right now.
It's Coach Barbieri's first win against Madison in 6 years.
We did it. We always knew we did it. We could do it. It took us so long to beat them, you know. Working hard, it finally paid off. You know, it was great. It really feels great.
Midwood now ranks 2nd in their division. James Madison is 3rd.
This is what dreams are made of right here, boys. I know that's corny, but this is like awesome.
For WNYC, I'm Rima Chris. Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me. Big to the love of the underdogs on top, and I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop. Go ahead, envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me. On the grill of my lowrider, it's on both sides, right above the gold wires. I go on my song and really do it, that's the true meaning of a ghost rider. 10 G's to take your daughter out of Air Forces. Believe you me, homie, I know all about losses. I'm from Compton, where the wrong colors, be cautious. One phone call, I had your body in Marcy. I stay like car seats, been since my little Rob got for his Barclays. That's 10 years, I told Poo in 95. I you if you try me for my Air Max 95s. Told Banks when I met him, I'm a ride, and if I gotta die, I'd rather...